Roland stood for a moment, lost in thought. Then he turned to Ted. "Bring one with half a brain left in his head," Roland instructed. "Tell him Dan Sewer, Dan Tour, Dan Roland, Dan Gilead. Tell it back." Without hesitation, Ted repeated it. Roland nodded. "If he still hesitates, tell him Chevin of Chavin says he must come. They speak a little plain, do they not?"
"Sure," Dinky said. "But, mister, you couldn't let a rod come up here and see you and then turn him free again. Their mouths are hung in the middle and run on both ends."
"Bring one," Roland said, "and we'll see what we see. I have what my Kamai Eddie calls a hunch. Do you ken hunch think?" Ted and Dinky nodded. "If it works out, fine. If not, be assured that the fellow you bring will never tell what he saw here."
"You'd kill him if your hunch doesn't pan out?" Ted asked.
Roland nodded. Ted gave a bitter laugh.
"Of course you would. It reminds me of the part in Huckleberry Finn when Huck sees a steamboat blow up. He runs to Miss Watson and the Widow Douglas with the news, and when one of them asks if anyone was killed, Huck says with perfect aplomb, 'No, ma'am, only a nigger.' In this case, we can say, 'Only a rod. Gunslinger man had a hunch, but it didn't pan out.'"
Roland gave him a cold smile, one that was unnaturally full of teeth. Eddie had seen it before and was glad it wasn't aimed at him. He said, "I thought you knew what the stakes were," sighed Ted. "Did I misunderstand?" Ted met his gaze for a moment, then looked down at the ground. His mouth was working. During this, Dinky appeared to be engaged in silent palaver with Stanley. Now he said,
"If you want a rod, we'll get you one. It's not much of a problem. The problem may be getting here at all. If we don't..."
Roland waited patiently for the young man to finish. When he didn't, the gunslinger asked, "If you don't, what would you have us do?"